petition to look out the window much more often.
You know, I'm petitioning for a window in my office. Sadly, my office only has three walls. So, you know, yeah, I guess I should probably go for the fourth wall first. But I don't know. We'll work it out. Anyway.
Okay.
But this is the Jeremy Lawrence Show, and this is 590 WKZO 308. Time for us to sit back, relax, and enjoy one another's company and chat about some things today. Of course, alongside me, that ever-intrepid producer, the man, the myth, he's not here. Instead, it's this guy.
Michael Loudon.
There you go. Okay. Anyway, so we've got some great stuff to take care of. Of course, here in a little while, want to talk a little bit about, because this was brought up in an MLive column, Terry Lynn Land not getting a lot of media exposure. Looks like it's by design, but should she seek out more? I've got kind of an opinion on that, and I'll share that with you here a little bit later on. I'm going to talk gas prices in the state of Michigan and what the Senate would like to do to those gas prices. We'll talk about that here in just a few short minutes. Want to take care of some business with you first, though. I have right here in my hand some movie tickets. And they are for a movie called The Fault in Our Stars. It's one of these books that's been turned into a movie. And this particular movie looks to be, everything we're hearing indicates that this one could be pretty big. It's coming out this Friday. I've got four tickets. I'm giving them away right now.
I'm not ready.
I'm really not giving them away right now. But he won't know when I'm giving them away, and neither will you, sadly. It's just the way we got to do it. But we'll try and catch him off guard. This is for Celebration Cinema in Portage, and we're going to give away those four tickets sometime before the end of the program. So you can look forward to that. The Fault in Our Stars. Chances are, if Michael figures out when we're doing this, be prepared. You'll probably be asked to answer some dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. I don't know. It's just something he likes to do. Anyway, so that's coming up a little bit later in the program. Also, video of the day. You know, I like to do things that are fun and funny and that kind of thing. And searching through the videos today, there were a ton of choices. I mean, I have some days where, there's really only one option here. But today, I mean, there were like six good options, so it was a tough choice. But I think this one that that we selected, it's just a little bit better. It kind of comes out on top. It's the kind that, have some Kleenexes handy. That's all I'm saying. Because it's a news report from, I think it's CBS Sunday Morning or whatever it is they do then. And they've got one of these reports on a man with Alzheimer's disease and what he does for his wife is just, I'm not going to spoil it for you right here. I want you to watch this thing later, not now.
It was a great video.
See, you've got the Michael Loudon seal of approval right there. So if he and I can agree on anything, well, there you go. You know, you got to watch it now. So check it out for yourself. It's in the blog section at WKZO.com. In case you're wondering, that is right underneath all the news area. You just kind of scroll down the page a little bit. You'll find it there. Also, we got it posted for you at our Facebook page, the link also at WKZO.com. So, glad that you could be here with us. And one of the things that I definitely wanted to talk about this, I wanted to talk about this yesterday, certainly. We didn't get a chance to talk about it much. But the Senate, the state Senate, is looking at a package that would put together road repairs in the state of Michigan. One of the things Governor Snyder has talked about is how much money he feels is needed. And he's talked about somewhere in the neighborhood of $1.2 to $1.5 billion, somewhere in that neighborhood. I don't recall exactly. But when you get up over that billion-dollar mark, it's just you know, a crap ton of money that we're never going to see personally.
No.
You know, it's not going to happen. But the Senate decided at some point to take up the challenge of saying, all right, we're going to raise funds for this. We're going to get this thing done. We're road repairs. We want this to be the thing that we're known for. But, and, you know, you could say that this is a pretty heavy but. What taxes would do per gallon taxes on gas, what would they do over the course of time under this new plan? Well, what does it mean? It means basically that taxes would go up on gas. Now, there have been some polling data out there that earlier suggested, well, people are all for that. But then when you start talking about numbers, and the numbers on this, I mean, they, for 2015, would calculate wholesale price, multiply it by 9.5%. 2016, 11.5%. 2017, 13.5%. 2018, 15.5%. Folks, that's a tax increase, and a pretty significant one. And as you know, you could sit there and say, all right, well, tax increase, this is on wholesale prices, which means the suppliers would have to take up the cost, wouldn't come out of our pocket. Oh, no, 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 no. You know that's not how business works. And let's face it, I mean, how it works in our own budgets. If the cost of something goes up, you have to either find more income to cover that, or find a way to lower the cost. Find a way to use less of something. And here's the other part of it. When you tax gas, and if you tax it at that kind of a rate, here's what's going to happen. You're going to be talking about, obviously, higher gas prices. And let's face it, have you been to a gas station lately? I just went last night. It was not fun when I saw the final cost of filling up my tank. No, that wasn't much fun at all. And think about how much extra we would be paying. Now, would we have great roads? Yeah, eventually. But doing it at the cost of coming out of our wallets even more. We just talked about raising minimum wage, and it's been done in the state of Michigan. We know what's coming. And we talked about the cost that this is going to have to all of us. Prices are going to go up. Well, guess what? We go raising taxes on the cost of gas. Well, it isn't just gas prices that are going to go up. It's everything else that's going to go up. Because the whole thing of when the cost of something increases, that gets passed on to the consumer. 99 times out of 100, it's going to get passed on to the consumer. It just is. That's the way business works. And it's not because they feel like they're being nasty or anything. It's not because they're making obscene amounts of profit. It's because they need to make a little bit of profit off of some of these things. And let's face it, if you're talking about these kind of taxes, you're going to be talking about higher prices to deliver food in the state of Michigan. Higher prices to deliver some of the different products that we buy. Higher prices to do jobs in Michigan, particularly those that do an awful lot of traveling for their job. It's going to mean higher prices across the board. And you could say, oh, well, all right, it's defensible because, you know, the roads will be better. Well, all right, I understand that, but what if the roads look great and we're all broke?
No one's going to be traveling on the roads then.
Yeah, we'll have pristine roads that no one travels on, exactly.
Except for when you're walking on it or taking a bike.
You know, we'll get the tourism traffic from all the pure Michigan spots. You know, they'll all be showing up to vacation here, but that's it. And they'll be go, wow, what nice roads. Wow, I wonder why nobody's on them.
Nobody's got any money to pay for gas.
You know, think about that. You wouldn't have all the people, particularly. I mean, I remember from living in the state of Michigan beforehand, when I lived over in the Tri-Cities, if you tried to get on the interstate and go north on the weekend, forget it. I mean, it was like a parking lot, you know. That wouldn't so much happen anymore, at least not in that part of the state. So, I mean, you know, there needs to be something done for roads. We all know this. But if you look at polling data now, as they start to talk about, all right, well, gas prices would go up by this much, and then this much, and then this much. That's the kind of thing that would end up being an issue. In fact, the National Federation of Independent Business came out against the proposal. And they're saying that basically what the proposal would increase is the price of regular unleaded by about 25 cents. 25 cents in the year 2018. Now, okay, that seems like a little ways off. But think about where gas is now. All right, think about inflation every year, and that goes, it's going to go up a little bit. All right, so if you kind of project that out, you're talking about, you know, say add another 15 or 20 cents just for inflation, that kind of thing. That gets us to where 2018 is. Add 25 cents to that.
It's about $4.30 a gallon if I did the math right.
Mm-hmm. Frankly, you're better at math than I am, so I'll take your word for it. But if we do it based on that, and this is just strictly conjecture saying, all right, well, inflation would run it up roughly to that point. Might be worse. How many people listening right now would be willing to pay that much for gas? It's gotten very quiet. You know, I mean, that's part of the problem here is, you know, politicians are saying, okay, well, we need to do something here, so let's raise taxes. And I'm amazed looking at, you know, the Senate is under Republican control. Republicans are normally known for not wanting to raise taxes or finding other ways to be able to do this. The House passed their plan, and granted, everybody said, all right, it's a start. This is a good beginning. And the Senate instead, well, let's do something a little bit more ambitious here. We'll do this and involve increasing taxes. Now, we already pay a ton of taxes on our gas. This would put us up into the realm of what California does to their gas prices. Now, you know, California, they're known for what? High prices on basically everything. So I guess that's one way of saying, well, we're okay with that. We'd like high prices on everything. You know, after all, it's working so well for California. No, it isn't. It isn't. So I got to wonder, I mean, there's got to be another solution to this. There's got to be a way to be able to say, okay, we want to repair the roads, but do it in a different way. I mean, because if you're talking about increasing taxes, you're talking about higher gas prices, but then you're talking about higher prices on everything you buy. And I do mean everything. I mean, you think about this. I mean, you say, well, all right, well, you know, the television service wouldn't go. Oh, yes, it would. Because they have to drive from place to place and install this stuff, you know. Just think about any product or service that you would choose to do business with. Prices will go up. It's the bottom line. Because companies aren't going to be sitting there going, oh, okay, well, you know, yeah, prices will be a little higher for fuel. Just the cost of doing business. Okay, well, our profits won't be so big this year. Too bad, so sad. Yeah. You know, because the bottom line of this is that there are people that would demand that a company make a profit. And if they don't, then president of said company will be replaced by someone who is willing to make a profit. That's the bottom line. That's what investors ask for. That's what, you know, that's what company boards ask for, because they want to see the company do well. Now, I want to get your thoughts on this, not only because maybe you're on the other side of this. Maybe you think, you know what, gas taxes are okay if we can get better roads. Maybe you think that. I'd love to have you chat with me just so I can kind of get your side of the story here. 382-4280 is our phone number. Also, 877-382-4280. Or you can also text us, 80373, and share your insights and ideas with us that way. Now, also, apart from that, if you oppose, great, give me a call. You know, if you are for a tax, give me a call. That's fine. But maybe there's some other ideas. Maybe you think there's an idea that we haven't looked at. Something that we know would bring in the money that we need to be able to take care of roads in this state. I'd love to get your ideas on this. And I think, you know, the important thing about it is to have those ideas so that our leaders can hear them and go, okay, well, that's an interesting thing. I hadn't thought about that. All right. So if you got some ideas that way, we'd love to hear from you on those lines as well. Again, the numbers, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 803-73. You could be a part of the program today. The program, of course, is The Jeremy Lawrence Show, and this is 590 WKZO. Seventy-five degrees in Kalamazoo. You know, it's just a little bit breezy. Just a little bit ago, I saw the winds gusting up to, all of 12 miles per hour. So, you know, it's a little bit of a breeze. It sounds like a perfect day to me.
Yeah, besides the wind pushing me around while running, it was okay. It didn't affect me too badly.
No, I actually went out after all the rain and all of that yesterday. I went out last night for a run, and that it worked pretty well, actually.
Good.
It was the first time I'd been out for a while, so didn't work out so well at the end of it. I'll just tell you that much, and we'll leave it at that.
So you went out after the rain. I went out before the rain when it was pretty warm and kind of sticky outside, but thank goodness for the wind yesterday. It kept me cool.
There you go. So anyway, it's decent weather. Can't complain too much about it. You know what? Coming up here in just another, 15 minutes or so, we're going to be chatting with Bob Larson about it so we can find out what the rest of the week looks like. Looks pretty good from where I'm sitting, but I can see the forecast in front of me. You can't, so that's why we have Bob on to share it with you. This portion of the program brought to you by Comerica Bank. Raise your expectations of what a bank could be when it's time. Come to Comerica. We've been talking about gas prices. We had somebody that called in a little bit ago asking what current gas taxes go to, that not all of it goes to fund roads. And they were right about that. Part of that goes towards the education and teachers and things like that. And I had kind of a bizarre idea, and I'll just bounce this off of you and let you respond to it as well. Because I think it's interesting. You know, think about, first of all, part of the idea is let's take that money that goes to education and put it towards roads. That'll help part of the problem. That'll help part of it right there. Now, you're saying, well, wait a minute, what money for schools, come on. All right, think with me about various football, baseball stadiums, basketball arenas. What's one of the things that they have in common with a few exceptions?
They all have corporate sponsors.
There you go. I mean, even the cool-sounding ones, like, you know, Great American Ballpark. No, that's named after an insurance company. You know, Comerica Park. Yeah, okay. Yeah, bank. There you go. Okay. Now, I'm not saying go out to, you know, these big banks or companies or like that, but I'm saying, you know what? Let's do this on a smaller scale. High school gyms, high school football fields, these are things that you could get some sort of regional or local sponsorship with. You know, I mean, you go out and sell a car dealer on putting their name on the side of a stadium. I mean, what... And it's a win for the community. Can the community go, oh, look, what a great humanitarian. They're supporting the schools. I think it'd be a great idea.
I think it would, too.
I mean, it brings in the money that would be lost that way and takes the money that is basically, it's on the gas tax already, takes that and guess what? Paves roads with it. Wow. What a concept. So it's just my idea, you know, and... Might be wild and crazy. I don't know. But I'd love to have you kind of talk about that a little bit. We'll continue the discussion as well, because I think it's worth having the discussion about, all right, how could we maybe even get a little more, you know, private organizations to be able to kind of come in and help schools along a little bit? Because I think if you're doing that, if the community sees you're supporting schools, I mean, that's... What better advertisement would you need as a business to be able to say, you know what, I support local education, I support the schools, I think, You know, kids getting an education is one of the most important things, and my business is all about that. How great would that be? How fantastic would that be? There are business owners already listening right now going, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready. You know, because I think that's the ultimate idea that takes care of the problem and doesn't raise costs for anybody. Just my opinion, but you can sound off on it as well. If you want to sound off on it during the news, feel free to do that at 80373. You can text us. We'll share some of those comments a little bit later as well. Also, 382-4280, 877-382-4280 as well. I'm going to be talking about this a little later. Going to be talking about the weather here down the line with Bob Larson from AccuWeather, so you can find out just exactly what this week's going to look like for the rest of the week. It's all coming up on the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZL. -75 degrees in Kalamazoo. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show at 3:38. Not only that, it'll be the Jeremy Lawrence Show at 3:39 as well. So you're not getting out of it.
And 3:40.
And yeah, so on and so forth. You get the picture. We're not going to keep telling you, but it's amazing stuff around here. You know, you ask people to text 80373. We do occasionally get some weird texts.
Yes, we do.
So for people that are doing that, you're giving us a nice little chuckle.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, so it's fun. It's fun. What can we say? Well, we're going to be having a little fun discussion here in just a minute or two with Bob Larson, particularly about what the rest of the week looks like. You know, are we going to have nice days, sunny skies? Are we going to have some rain showing up? What are the high temperatures looking like? What are Bob's plans for the weekend? Okay, we might not go there, but we are going to find out a little bit about the weather is doing. And a little bit later on, we want to remind you, and we've been talking about this effort in the Senate to increase taxes to fund road repairs. And there's been some opposition to that. And I had an idea that, somebody called in and asked what... did the current gas tax, does all that go to fund roads? Well, some of it actually goes to fund schools. And so I had a suggestion for what we could do to take care of that. And that is, first of all, take that money and put it towards roads. And then the money you lose towards schools, well, you go out to businesses and the public and that kind of thing and sell naming rights for gymnasiums and high school football stadiums and things like that. Just my 2 cents worth, but I think, you know what, that might be interesting. Might bring in some money for the schools. I don't know. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. So keep that in mind and keep this number handy, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Or you can continue texting us at 80373, and we'll share some of those texts as we move along through the program today. Right now, though, we want to share with you what that weather is going to be like. And to do that, we want to check in with Bob Larson. Hi, Bob.
Hi there, Jeremy.
So looking over the forecast here, it looks good, but not so good. So enlighten us. What are we expecting here?
Yeah, it's beautiful today. Hopefully no weather complaints today. I would think not.
Certainly not.
Right?
No.
Sunshine 24 hours ago at this time, it was pouring. And we have the sunshine, we have low humidity and temperatures in the 70s. Very comfortable. It's a beautiful day.
And sort of a nice calm breeze to help cool you off further.
Absolutely. It's ideal today. And unfortunately, what we have today is only a tease, and that's my word for today. The word is tease, because this is not the start of a stretch of beautiful weather. You may recall yesterday we talked about it wouldn't get nice for a prolonged period until the second half of the week. We've got more rain to contend with coming up, and not just a stray shower, but pretty significant rainfall that's on the way for tomorrow. Not so much severe storms. There may be a few rumbles of thunder, but more than anything else, just a rainy day headed our way on Wednesday. Some of the rain tomorrow morning to maybe midday can be heavy, probably tapering off in the afternoon. With the rain will come cooler weather, highs only in the 60s. And as the rain stops and skies clear tomorrow night, it gets cooler. We drop into the upper 40s tomorrow night, but we're going to have much more sustainable, pleasant weather that starts Thursday. I'm thinking at least 3 days of this. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday look really nice. sunshine all 3 days, 73 or so Thursday. Then it'll start to warm up, upper 70s Friday, above 80 on Saturday. Our next chance of showers coming later Saturday night or Sunday. So we may not be able to get this to go all the way through the weekend, but at least the start of the weekend.
Okay, so basically we can sit through some rain tomorrow, then we're done with it for a while?
Yeah, we're done with it until perhaps Saturday night or Sunday.
Okay, all right. Well, I do have a suggestion for you, if I may.
What is that?
Well, you know, you got the word today, and that's tease. I'm thinking tomorrow the word needs to be, no!
I think so.
You know, it just doesn't sound like it's going to be one of those fun days. But yeah, I guess on the plus side, I mean, you keep telling us we do need the rain, so that could be a good thing, too.
Right. Well, of course, look at those numbers on Friday. But as it stands now, we are still below average when it comes to rainfall this season, this spring, soon to be summer. So we do have some catching up to do, and we'll get some of that rain tomorrow. Even yesterday's rain, while it helped, we still need more.
Okay. All right. Well, Bob, you have yourself a good rest of the day then.
Thank you. You as well, Jeremy.
All right. Bob Larson from AccuWeather there, getting us in the know on the weather forecast. Okay. We can deal with the rain for a little bit.
Yeah, we need it, so we can deal with it.
I think we can handle that. Michael's still going to run in it anyway. You know how that works.
I'll get drenched, but whatever. I mean, sometimes you have to deal with things like that.
Or you could be smart like me and not go out. Just a thought. We're going to be talking about gas prices. You know what? They could be going up, and for a reason you might not like. Keep it here. We'll chat. Jeremy Lawrence here with you. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show, 590 WKZO. So glad that you're with us. You know what? I don't like to be the bearer of bad news. I really don't. However, the bad news is, and I think it's bad news they're even thinking about it at this point. If you're just joining us, we've been talking a little bit about what the state Senate has put together and cooked up to chat about. And that is an increase in fuel taxes to fund road repairs. And I know you're going to say, all right, well, how much are you talking? Well, they're saying by the year 2018, it could be another quarter for every gallon that you buy that will go out in taxes. Another quarter. Now, I mean, add 25 cents onto the price now and it doesn't look too much fun. Add it on at that point after you know that you know, inflation and all of that is going to take place. Well, then it doesn't look so hot. So we've been talking a little bit about that and figuring out different ways to be able to take care of the roads. I came up with a two-tiered idea here, and somebody really needs to run with this, I think. And I think with some school districts, yeah, I would take some assistance in terms of marketing to be able to do this. But here's what I think. Some of the current money that is a part of the gas tax right now goes towards schools. Take that money and return it to roads. Now, there's part one of that. And I know, you know, you're already, if you've just joined us, you're sitting here going, oh, well, wait a minute. You just took money away from schools. How do we get it back? Well, here's what you do. You do the same thing that cities have done, that sports teams have done all over the country. Sell naming rights to high school gymnasiums and high school football fields. Now, I know, there's something to that. You say that, you know, your school is playing at whatever stadium. Okay, all right, yeah, that probably wouldn't be quite as fun. Okay, but if you knew that that sort of a thing would bring about more money for your school to be able to fund it, and for the business involved, I mean, think about, you know, whatever Ford dealer or whatever Chevy dealer would be able to put their name on a gymnasium. Think about the goodwill that that would cause. Oh, wow, look at this business. They believe in our schools. They believe in our future. Wow. what that says. And think about some of the industry and local communities that would be able to pony up the dollars there and say, you know what, we're a part of this community, and this is our way of showing it. I think it would be fantastic. I think it'd be a great way to take care of that funding for education so we can get the funding that is currently being taken from us anyway on gas taxes and use it to fund roads. That's my idea. Zany idea, I know, wild and crazy, but I'd love to hear from you on it if you think this would work or not. Here's the phone numbers, 382-4280, 877-382-4280 as well. Also, 80373 if you would like to text us and share your thoughts that way. Of course, we'd love to hear from you on the phone, but if you just don't have time to join us that way, you could text us your thoughts and be able to do that. Now, you know, maybe there's some other ideas as well. Maybe you got a different idea to be able to take care of, because ultimately what we're trying to do is make roads better in the state of Michigan. So maybe you got a better idea. I don't know. Love to hear from you. If you've got an idea, let's hear about it. Let's chat about it, because I think that would be a fantastic thing. Let's come up with some different ideas. Because I think this idea of raising taxes by that much, particularly on fuel, you know that that's going to end up causing other increases. Other things will go up. And that's not a good thing as well. And I think we can all agree on that. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. If you're getting a busy signal, keep on trying. We'd love to have you be a part of the program. Also, 80373 if you'd like to text us and be a part of things as well. Let's head on over to the phone lines right now, in fact, and say hello to Denny in Plainwell. Hi, Denny. Welcome to the program.
How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Good, good. You know, this is kind of taking on, you know, we're talking about our gas tax and the condition of our roads.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this it's bad. You know, our roads are very bad. And I guess we got something in front of the house in Lansing that we're going to double the gas tax on. Well, you know, if that's needed, that's cool. You know, I'll pay my fair share. But the thing that I wanted, I thought we should have a bill up there that says, fine, we'll pay what it takes, but no one can dip into the money and use it for anything else other than roads and bridges.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And like they have on the last money, you know, when Engler was in office, they gave $96 million of that to the failing busing industry in Detroit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
26 days after we voted that in. And I was pretty upset with that. So I don't think the money is being allocated out the way that it should be. And
well, maybe that's looking at what we're doing right now and doing a reallocation of some of that and saying, well, wait a minute, our roads are a priority.
Oh, they are, and they're very bad. And, wow, it's going to fall in our golden years to get them back up to shape. And they are very bad, my word. Something's got to be done, and we are paying. You know, our gas is a little higher than the national average as it is. It's going to hurt the Michigan people to add more, but what are we going to do, drive on gravel roads, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Something's got to be done. And as far as, you know, the education, I think that all these casinos that are in everywhere and all the tremendous amount of tax that is being brought into the state from that, it's like, where's all that going? Can't we pony up more of that for the roads or something and maybe education?
It's an interesting idea. Good luck making it happen. A lot of them are Indian tribes and Indian casinos. I don't know how much of that tax money goes to the state at this point.
A tremendous amount, if you follow it.
Yeah. Well, Denny, I got to run. Thanks for your call today. I appreciate
it. Have a great day. Okay.
All right. Head on over here and chat with Fred in Kalamazoo. Hi, Fred.
Hello. You've got a misunderstanding about the tax money on gasoline that goes to schools.
Okay.
25 years ago, the people voted to change the sales tax rate from 4% to 6%.
Mm-hmm.
2% of that was dedicated to public education.
Okay.
And that is a public vote. And sales tax cannot be changed except by public vote in the state of Michigan.
Okay.
The second thing is that unless you're going to sell naming rights to the football stadium for something in the neighborhood of $10 million, the amount of money you would normally get for every football field, basketball court, you name it, at any given school district, and it would only be practical or profitable even then in the really large cities.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't raise enough money to make a difference. On average, the state gives the school district approximately $6,000 plus per student every year.
Okay.
So let's say you name Kalamazoo Central football field for $100,000. That's like, you know, and $6,000 for each student from the state is a what they call a foundation grant, used to be called state aid.
Mm-hmm.
And it barely scratches the surface of the cost of running a school system. So taking the money, even if you could, from the sales tax and away from the schools and putting it into the roads, it doesn't add up.
Biggest
problem with road taxes is we've done a really good job of changing cars so they get more than 15 miles to the gallon. They get 40 miles to the gallon, so that's a lot fewer gallons of gas.
Mm-hmm.
And that has a huge impact on the amount of money available for roads in the road tax.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a huge math problem, and there's no simple solution.
Well, there really isn't, but I think, you know, that's why I wanted to open it up to people and say, all right, well, what kind of solutions are out there? And ultimately, even if, you know, the idea of naming rights doesn't totally solve it, it certainly sets a standard for a local community stepping up to support their local school.
Yeah, but as a practical matter, it wouldn't pay the coach's salary for that football team, probably.
How much do high school football coaches make?
Well, I mean, most of them, of course, has changed over the years, but probably if a coach is a teacher, as a teacher plus being a coach, mm-hmm. they may make $45,000 a year.
Okay.
Plus benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And that's assuming they haven't been doing it for 40 years. If they've been doing it for 5 years, they'd be making less than that. But, you know, and if you go, not to pick on them, but let's say the amount of money that Goebbels could raise for their football field compared to the amount of money that Kalamazoo could raise mm-hmm. for Kalamazoo Central or Lloyd-Norix, you know, it's,
okay. All right. Well, Fred, I appreciate it. I do have to run at this point. So thanks for your call. I appreciate that. And indeed, there's the music. So that tells you, you know what, hour one is up. But, you know, we'll keep chatting about this, certainly. I've got somebody on the line. We will keep him on the line if we can. We will continue the chat with you as well as we move on ahead. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show, 590 WKZO.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.